This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Coming up on Sunday, it will be the 20th edition of Pride March here in Melbourne. And helping us celebrate all of the amazing organisations that over the years have marched at Pride, we thought we'd invite one that has piqued my interest over the years. I don't know why. I think I'm just fascinated by the juxtaposition of it all. We've asked a couple of representatives of the Performing Older Women's Circus to pop into the studio. In the studio with us now is Di Cunningham. Welcome, Di.
Thank you.
And on the phone is also the founder of the Older Women's Performing Circus. It is Jean Taylor. Welcome to Joy, Jean.
Thank you very much.
Now, I guess to start off, the Performing Older Women's Circus has been around about the same amount of time as Pride. Is that right, Jean?
We started a year earlier. We were founded in January 1995. But we certainly and did our first show in 95. But we were very keen when the Pride March started that we wanted to be part of the Pride March. So when it started in 96, we were there with our new banner and bells on, so to speak.
It's amazing. Perhaps, Di, you're fairly new.
That's correct.
To the circus. How long have you been with the circus?
Just over a year.
Okay. What attracted you to the idea of this group?
I think it's having a women's group doing circus. It's a fun environment. Being a little bit older, it made me think about, oh, well, what's more exciting? I don't like going to the gym. I don't like doing boring stuff. So what's more exciting? And it was joining a women's group that are for people 40 plus and over.
Fantastic. Now, Jean, tell us what inspired you in the first place to come up with the idea that, well, number one, that it was a group for older women, but I guess more importantly, that whole juxtaposition of older women or anybody basically in a group that's out there to do circus performing.
Well, there are a couple of things. I'd been a member of the Women's Circus, which was set up by Donna Jackson in 91, for about 4 years. So I was, at the age of 47, I learnt to walk on stilts, juggle Diablo, spin plates, all of that kind of thing. And I was really quite amazed that at the age of 47, I was able to do those things, plus the usual somersaults and that kind of thing. And so I had also been going along to conferences for lesbians and heterosexual women over 40, and we were challenging ageist assumptions both in ourselves and in society. And so I was approached by, I started running circus workshops at these conferences, and a couple of women approached me and said, I want to start a circus for lesbians and women over 40, and which I did. And I, even though I'd been in the circus for about 4 years by that stage, I was quite astounded at the level that women over 40 could get to very, very quickly. In January 95, within 6 weeks, we had a full show with women on trapeze, climbing ropes, on stilts, doing all of the acrobatic stuff, building pyramids. So there was, I realised in myself too that there's really no limit, even though we're taught that if you're older you can't do these things. That's incorrect, and that's been proven over the last 20 years with the Performing Older Women's Circus.
Fantastic. Now, Di, how many members of the Performing Older Women's Circus are there at the moment?
Ones that are actually performing, there's probably a small number of us now. We're probably down to about 8, I think, that come and go to our classes. But there's still a large number of us that that, like Jean, that still are involved with the POW. So it's I suppose it's a little bit bigger than that, but we we've got a little bit smaller over the last few years. So
would it be fair to say that there's a larger group of you that sort of stay in touch due to the original contact through the group?
Or? I believe so. Yeah, I believe that there's a really core group of people that are like Jean that founded that, and they also invited me along because I'm also part of the Women's Circus as well. So it was that group of people that really inspired me.
What sort of performances and whereabouts do you perform these days?
These days, because we're so small, it's really quite difficult, and some of us still work full-time in jobs, so juggling everything's really, that's a pun, but juggling everything. But we haven't done like a big performance for a while, but we have been doing little performances through Senior Citizens Week. We did one at Hobson's Bay last year, which we sort of do an interactive, participatory sort of activity. So
fantastic. Yeah. And I guess the important thing is it's about actually being involved and also doing things that keep you fit, keep you active, all that sort of stuff as well is just as important.
Yeah, and it's also that idea of having fun and being motivated to do something that is about being strengthening as well as about fitness, but it's sort of done more in a way that you want to achieve something. You see someone do something, you can go, oh, I hope I can do that. So, yeah.
Jean, in the more than 20 years since the organisation was set up, what's some of the more special moments in the POW history for you?
Well, I think the first time that women do a thigh stand, for example. A thigh stand is one of the standard acrobatic things that most circuses do. And so women who are over 40 in their 50s and in their 60s are absolutely blown away when they realise that they can actually do something as spectacular, really, as a thigh stand, standing on somebody else's thighs and going, ta-da. And our shows too, our first show was called Act Your Age. The first time and everything is always exciting, isn't it? The first show, Act Your Age, when we're on stage for the first time, most of us, and showing the world what older lesbians and older women could do. And I think at that stage, we might have been the first older women circus in the world, in actual fact. I don't know that there's very many older circuses, where many older women circuses around at that stage, although I'm sure that there probably are now. And and also the Pride March, when we went to the first Pride March, our banner had just been made. We'd got a banner especially, and I've been actually marching in all of the Pride Marches carrying the banner, and we'll be again on Sunday. And that is one of the a bit of a highlight, I think, for me in the POW calendar year, to be out on the streets waving the banner and having people on the sidelines clapping us as we go through.
Fantastic. And as you say, that it's an amazing experience to get out there in the street and really wave the flag literally as well as figuratively on the day.
That's right.
How many people do you think you'll be marching in your contingent this year?
Well, we have, I think, a couple of stilt walkers, which is always pretty exciting.
Di's putting up her hand here, so she says she's on stilts.
Yes. There might be two or three of us on stilts. I just carry the banner these days. I used to be a stilt walker. I don't do that anymore myself. But the stilt walkers look pretty spectacular as we're going down Fitzroy Street, and I think we've got a couple handing out leaflets and that kind of stuff too. So there might be about, I don't know, seven or eight of us. We're not a large group, as Di was saying, but those of us who are enthusiastic like to get along and show the colours and wave the flag. Absolutely.
Now, I better check. Now, Di, walking down the street there on your stilts, do you have to watch out for things like, the overhead
tram lines
and stuff like that?
I'm not the tram lines. I'm not that tall. But the tram lines will be a challenge. And just the wind and, if it's raining, we're hoping for sunny day.
Yes, it's forecast possible shower. So let's hope it doesn't happen on the day. Otherwise, it's going to be quite a pleasant temperature. So it should be a good day for the march on Sunday. How can people get involved with the circus if they think that this has piqued their interest?
Look, we welcome anyone to come along. So if you've never tried it before, it's a great space to come in. We meet on a Saturday afternoon in Cecil Street Studios in Fitzroy. It's 66 Cecil Street, Fitzroy. And the best way to get in contact with us is probably via our email, which is, just bear with me for a sec, it's POW, POW, Circus, CIRCUS, at yahoo.com.au. You can also find our website, and that will have, you just do POW Circus, and you'll get onto our site, and you can look in there. So we have the first come and try session as a freebie.
Yep.
So it's a really good place to come and check out and see if it's for you.
Fantastic. So that's powcircus at yahoo.com.au, or just search for POW Circus in your favourite search engine, and we'll find information about the Performing Older Women's Circus here in Melbourne. We look forward to seeing all of the stilts and the jugglers and everybody else out on the streets of St Kilda on Sunday. Thanks for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. That was wonderful.
Fantastic. That's Jean Taylor, the founder of the Performing Older Women's Circus here in Melbourne, and Di Cunningham, one of the stilt walkers and other members of the circus.
And you won't be able to miss Di in the Pride March, because she'll be the one up high.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.